Good morning and welcome to episode 23 of Martin Uncut. Today it's January the 27th, 2021, website or not. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about if and how you can work with your website or if you should have it at all. Because I saw this discussion, I think it was on Facebook. And the only thing I use Facebook is for actually participate in some podcasting forums there. But there was this question around, what should I do with my website related to your podcast? And there is quite a few ideas and comments related to this. And some people said you don't need it. And I know quite a lot of podcasts out there that doesn't have a website. And this is something I definitely would recommend you not to do. A website is really important if you want to have any type of connection with your listeners. And then if you take the step to say, yes, I want a website, then you can either usually get one through your podcasting host, if you use one of those. The other alternative is to just set one up yourself, like on a WordPress site or something like that. And of course, there is a little bit difference between these and things that you can think about. So the first alternative to use your podcasting host as the website host as well, that can be a really good start. And it's definitely way better than not having a website at all. But you will be limited to the functions that your podcast host is providing. So I would recommend to investigate really thoroughly what they can do with you before you take the decision what to do. Me personally have decided to, for all my podcasts so far, to host the website myself. So I have simple WordPress sites set up with a podcast plugin in the WordPress site, so I can do everything from within there. And it uploads the MP3 and everything to the podcast provider without any problem. But the good thing here is that I now have full control over the experience I have with my listeners. I can add all the functions and features that I would need fairly easily. Because if there is a function or something out there, there is definitely a handful of plugins for WordPress that is doing it. So it would be easy to extend the site to do what I need. And here I can then also link to other channels where I can communicate with my listeners. That could be like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever you use to communicate, whatever social media you use, Mastodon, for example. And by having this, you can change your monologue with the listener to become a dialogue, because you really want to get this feedback and have this connection with your listener, so you know what they're interested in and what works well. And another good thing is that when you are going to pitch or promote your podcast and someone will say, okay, where do I find it? Then you have a few alternatives. You can say, you can go to iTunes and search for it there. Or another, in Sweden, it's very common that people say the podcast is found where you find podcasts. So you don't point a specific directory. But I think it's a lot better to actually point them to the website for the podcast, because there you can control the full experience the user will get. So you can, on the top of your webpage, for example, have a player with the last episode and so on, and links to subscribe for the different catalogs that you know you're in, if you're not in everyone. That was a few of the thoughts I had around websites and having a website or not and how you can do it. I hope you have a good day and see you tomorrow.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.